This is New England Public Radio News. If you want a gun, you can't use marijuana. That's the message from the federal government as more states like Massachusetts legalize cannabis. New England Public Radio's Alden Bourne reports.
In late June, a gun store in Charlemont, Massachusetts, posted a letter on Facebook from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The letter, from 2011, notified gun dealers that just because someone has a state medical marijuana card, it doesn't mean it's legal for them to purchase a gun.
We've had several people come into the store.
Charles Rico owns Overwatch Outpost Outfitters.
They haven't purchased guns, but people have made statements such as, you know, well, I'm a medical marijuana card holder and that marijuana is legal in Massachusetts now, so it shouldn't affect them with buying a gun.
But it does. To buy a firearm, a person first has to fill out a form. It asks a series of questions, like whether they've ever been convicted of a felony, been committed to a mental institution, or are an unlawful user of marijuana. And in the federal government's eyes, any use of marijuana is unlawful. Matthew O'Shaughnessy is with the ATF's Boston office.
Certain states have legalized the use of marijuana, and ATF wanted to let federal firearms licensees know, remind them that it's still illegal federally to use marijuana.
So in 2016, the ATF decided to add some bold print to that questionnaire, now warning that pot remains illegal under federal law. State law doesn't matter. Maggie Kinsella works for the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition. She says the group doesn't have a position on this, but personally, she sees the limitation as unfair.
There's no restriction on alcohol consumption and gun rights, so this is just one more thing they're trying to do to blockade cannabis consumers and put them into a lower class of citizenship. It's not right.
But unless Congress changes the law, the ATF will keep enforcing it. The Bureau's Matthew O'Shaughnessy says the marijuana question isn't something to be trifled with.
If you answer falsely on this question here in question E, if you answer no and you actually are, you're subject to a felony charge for lying on a federal form.
But O'Shaughnessy says no one has been arrested in Massachusetts for answering the question falsely. For New England Public Radio, I'm Alden Bourne.